Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts joining us. Back with Randy in just a moment.
Last year, Oklahoma experienced devastating wildfires.
22 Oklahoma counties under a state of emergency because of the wildfires.
Listen to Tom Fanning, 2017 Cattleman of the Year.
I'll never forget the night of the wildfires. There were thousands and thousands of head of livestock lost, ranches destroyed, people lost everything. It was devastating. Todd Lamb came out. He visited with the ranchers and farmers and the community. He gave them hope. He gave them encouragement. He took on a leadership role. He found out what we needed, and then Todd delivered. Todd Lamb's a proven conservative leader. He's honest. He's a man of integrity and character. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor that's going to roll his sleeves up and get down to the hard work. He has a vision for the future. Todd Lamb's going to be a governor we can all count on.
Todd Lamb, a proven conservative you can trust. Todd Lamb for governor.
Authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for Lamb 2018.
When Randy Block speaks, cattle producers listen. Longtime CEO of the Cattle Facts organization, speaking this last Saturday at the Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers meeting down in Fort Worth. And Randy talked about a variety of subjects. We caught up with him just for a few moments right after his presentation. Caught him talking about a couple of the highlights of his presentation, including the fact that calf prices this last year simply did not have a downturn as they often do in the second half of the year.
Well, 8 out of 10 years, these markets are seasonal. If we don't have anything going on these outside markets, and you know, if grain prices aren't escalating or we're in a major drought, markets are very seasonal. And the calf markets make their lows most years out in here, plus or minus October, when, again, we got to remember 75% of our cow herd is a spring calving cow herd, and those calves come to town out here in October and November. So stands the reason why those lows occur at that time. I think we need to be prepared for that again in 2018.
A lot of folks in agriculture kind of riled up over the talk of, the Trump tariffs on China. You pointed to the pork side as very worrisome. How does that impact the cattle industry?
Well, it's when you talk about the protein, you know, this is all about how much protein, how many dollars there is spread over protein, and you're trying to buy retail featuring activity, and retail ad space is a big deal on what protein gets featured on a weekly and monthly basis. So if we start seeing hiccups on the pork markets, obviously, we could end up with a lot more cheap pork that would be in our domestic marketplace to have to absorb, and that's where it starts to become an issue. We're talking about share of stomach here. While it's not a direct impact, it's certainly a measurable impact that it can have on cattle and beef prices.
Finally, you had a final question here from the audience that you kind of took it and ran with it on this whole idea of needing to give the consumer what they want. And we've got more and more international consumers especially saying they want source verification.
Well, it's international customers. I think we have more domestic markets that really want that as well. And again, I think the industry has been slow to respond to that signal. And there's been individuals that have, and they've built some really nice niche markets over time. But there's certain countries, i.e. China, that they said this is part of what they want. That's a huge growth opportunity for the U.S. over the next 20 years. Maybe it's something we should think about if we're really going to be a player in that kind of a market growth over time.
And Randy Block also talked about the concern that the cattle industry needs to have regarding slaughter capacity, both for finished cattle, but also for our cull cows. We've lost a lot of that capacity, and now with bigger cull cow numbers to process, that is a worry.
Well, you know, whenever you go through liquidation like we have in our cattle inventory numbers that really for 20 plus years, you know, you lose a lot of that harvest capacity, and we focus as an industry on the amount of fed cattle capacity we've lost over time, but the cow harvest capacity has been every bit as severe. So now as we go through increasing cow slaughter over the next few years, we're going to see that really show out. So I just want people to be aware of that, because we don't want to be just taking cows to town, market cows to town, without really thinking it through. We're going to see some big price swings in the cow market based on what kind of capacity is available.
And that's true on the finished cattle as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's been the case in here over the last few years. You know, we're seeing we're seeing leverage, what we call leverage change, about 8 or 9% from highs to lows during the course of a year. And that's basically just, hey, who needs who worst? You know, we typically have our greatest leverage position as cattle feeders in February, and our worst leverage position is cattle feeders out in here in June and July. And I suspect that that'll be the case again this year.
Top hired hand at Cattle Facts, Randy Block. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will host four spring meetings March 28th through the 31st. Bill Bullard with RCAF USA will be the guest speaker at all four meetings. The first is in Woodward at the Woodward Livestock Market on Wednesday, March 28th. Ena will be at the Northwest Livestock Auction midday on Thursday, the 29th. Purcell at the Multipurpose Center on Friday evening, March 30th. And Saturday evening, March 31st in Durant. For info, call Andy Hutchison at 580-886-5149. The Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.